to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Friday morning.
It is. It's a little chilly out there.
It's Friday, and it is time for... What coffee do you have today?
Guatemalan.
Guatemalan?
It's really good. I mean, all of them are good, but this one's really good.
I don't know if I've had Guatemalan coffee before.
But it's a new one for us. It's delicious.
Excellent.
I like it.
Well, glad that you have your coffee. I have my water. We're good to go. It's Friday, casual Friday, and some good stuff in store for today. Mm-hmm. We talked a little while back about the CPH Faith courses.
Yeah.
And actually had a chance to check them out. I'm actually using one right now.
Oh, look at you.
Fancy schmancy. cool stuff. And they're growing more options in the CPH Faith courses. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu. Joining us today, Joe Willman. He's Senior Instructional Designer at Concordia Publishing House in St. Louis. And all the madness behind CPH Faith courses. Yeah. So if you like it, you can thank Joe. If you don't like it, then...
Complain to him.
Joe, thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Sarah and Andy.
Glad to have you with us. And talking about the CPH Faith courses, so excited to be digging into Will the Real Jesus Stand Up?
Oh.
Yeah. Digging into that, really excited about that. Had the chance to read that and talk with Dr. Matt Richard about that. When was that? That was last year.
I don't remember.
And so now get to dig into it with members at our congregation. This is actually the second group at our congregation to get to study it. We had one group that just studied discussed it with the book, and now actually using the CPH Faith courses, watching the videos with Pastor Richard, and it is awesome. It's really good stuff. So tell us a little bit about, for those who aren't familiar with CPH Faith courses, the concept behind it and what's happening with CPH Faith courses.
For sure. So CPH Faith courses is our online learning platform for Concordia Publishing House. We have two different types of content that are on CPH Faith courses. The first type would be book studies, and those are free because we would expect you that you would have the book. So these are companion studies to go alongside the book as you go through that, and these can be done either individually or with a group. The second type are Bible studies that are meant for online use only, so there's no book that goes alongside it other than your Bible. We supply you with a downloadable guide, a learner's guide, and if you're the leader of the group, a leader's guide to print out and to use as you go through the course. But these are really deep dives into different subjects. So the two sold pieces that we have right now are a study on Simon Peter, the fiery fisher of men, and then Dr. Andrew Doss wrote a phenomenal study on the book of Galatians.
So this has been out for a little while now. What's been the response? Obviously, Andy loves it. But what has been the response from other individuals and congregations that have been able to use it?
We've had a really, really great and strong response. One of the great little features of it is that we have a little feedback loop inside of it, so people can fill out a support form, or they have access directly to connect to me. So they've been sending me their thoughts, their praises, or things that they would like to improve upon the platform. And we've taken some of those and actually implemented them already, and have a few more of those things coming shortly in the next couple weeks.
So you mentioned Galatians with Dr. Doss. Our congregation decided to make some courses available online for those who maybe don't make it there on Sunday morning or other times for group classes, wanted to make it available online. And so connecting people with the word that way as well. And I think there's some people excited about Galatians.
I'm really excited that your church is actually using it in the online fashion, just to be able to reach out to those that don't have time to make it to the regular Bible study time during the week. I know for a lot of us, the men's study or the women's study during the week is early in the morning or during the day, where a lot of us are out at work right now and we're not retired, or we have other things to do during that point in time that require us to be away from church. So I'm really encouraged that your church is offering that to other people. The study itself is fantastic. Dr. Doss is the author of the Concordia Commentary on Galatians, and one of the foremost Pauline experts in the country. And he did a 6-session, one session for each of the chapters of Galatians, look at a lay level through the book of Galatians.
So that's a pretty significant study then for that book that congregations would be able to use.
I think meaty is the word we're looking for, right?
It's very accessible and very meaty all at the same time. But Dr. Das does a fantastic job of connecting with the learner, feeling like he's speaking to you one-on-one throughout the study, and then giving a presentation of Galatians. Being somebody that was the editor of that, I got to go through the study 5 different times in the process of it and learn something new every single time that I went through it.
What is the addition of video to these studies? How does that add value to these studies for people who are able to go through them?
You know, you get to connect to the authors themselves, which is in the written form, you can always imagine what do they sound like, how would they say this. But when you get to see them, when you get to hear them, it puts a different spin on things. But one of the great assets for the book studies, it allows them to expand into a topic that maybe the book would not have allowed them to do, or go deeper into an angle that they just didn't have the ability to do in the written form. So that's been a great addition for us on the book study side, is to have you connect directly with the author and then allow them to expand on topics that they've talked about in the book.
Yeah, Pastor Richard responds to some questions. So as he's just even in the intro, we're only in the first chapter right now. So,
but it's already great.
It is. and so he responds to some questions that that people have written in, and it's nice because one, you can read a response on social media or someplace like that, a typed response. But to hear the tone in his voice and the way that he responds is encouraging and encourages us when we're talking about who the real Jesus is, specifically to people who don't know who the real Jesus is, that there is compassion, not just in the words we use, but also in the tone in which we use as well. And you can hear that in his voice. And that really does, that comes across in the video as well.
So, and I would say that comes across through all of the videos that we have on that as well, that care and compassion that all of our authors exude in these courses is something that I think each learner will pick up on.
So what is what's in store, what's coming up that will be available in the not so distant future on CPH Faith Courses?
Well, there are some things that have come out since we spoke last. We talked already about the Galatians course, but we have 2 book studies that have come out since we spoke last. One, Reading Isaiah with Luther. Reverend Brian Katchelmeyer wrote that book and that companion Bible study that goes alongside the book. So it is a 3-session study. It allows you to move through the book at a fairly decent pace, but also guides you through the actual text of Isaiah as you're going through what Luther said in the book as well. It's a pretty fantastic study, as well as Authentic Christianity, a book that's been out for a little bit here at CPH, but Dr. Gene Edward Veith, as well as Reverend Trevor Sutton, both wrote that book, and really looking at how we can express the Lutheran faith to a postmodern world.
And Reading Isaiah with Luther, that book just came out, was that this month? Last month?
That came out in September.
Okay, yeah.
So it's been out for about 3 weeks on CPH Faith Courses.
Okay.
There. So yeah, so it's a relatively new book. We have 2 other studies that are forthcoming. Next week, we will be releasing Timeless Truth, and that was a book that Reverend Pete Jerkin wrote that talks about the methodology behind instruction in the parish. And so this is actually a course that has been developed to be delivered in a 1-hour session that pastors could use in a winkle or just in study with others around them to help teach a little bit about unit planning, lesson planning, and how to deliver great content in a parish setting. And the second course that's going to be coming out in November is Echo, and Reverend Fisk wrote that book and also wrote the study for that as well, that is in CPH Faith Courses.
So if a congregation, a small group, a large group wants to get one of these studies and use it, how would they go about doing that?
Yeah, so they would go to cphfaithcourses.com. They would sign up. So there's a browse button, and on every single page, you can create an account from the course itself. So you can go take a look at the course, see if it's something that you would like to do. You can sign up right there. And if you sign up as a group leader, you'll be able to share that with others as well. So you'll have a manage group tab where you'll be able to go in there and create accounts for your people that are in your Bible study group.
So you could do this as a group, but another thing you could do is you could do these studies as an individual, right?
Absolutely. So all of the studies have the ability to go through it at your own pace on your own. So if you don't have a group to go out with, you can go to cphfaithcourses.com and sign up for the individual versions of the studies as well. Most of the studies are written with language that works for both groups and individuals. So we won't speak directly to groups, but we'll talk to people about spend this time in reflection. And then on the leader's guide or the learner's guide, those will call you to different things to do if you are in a group setting.
But if you're me, you could just ask yourself the question and then respond to the question as well, like in a group setting, and that would be just fine as well.
Yeah.
The questions for discussion in the group have just been fantastic. We just have such a good group in terms of being engaged in conversation that we didn't get through all the content in an hour on Sunday morning because there was so much good stuff in there too. Yeah.
Guess really, you need a 3-hour Bible study.
There's just so much good stuff to get into. So I'm not sure if we're going to have to break each one up into two sessions or commend that work to them at home and then just try to keep it. I don't know how we're going to do it in an hour on Sunday
just
morning.
Bring some
but it's good
food
stuff.
And nobody will care how long you're there.
The blessing of these self-guided courses is that you have a pause button. So
right.
So even if you don't get through all of it, you have the pause button. You're able to know, well, this is where we left off and we can pick up right from here as we move forward. So even though these are designed to be completed in an hour, we all have different types of Bible study groups or small groups that we get together with. And sometimes conversation takes us down a rabbit hole somewhere. And that's okay. That just means that we can hit the pause button and we can pick back up the next time that we come together.
Absolutely. I looked at the video beforehand in preparation, went, oh, the video is only 8 minutes long. We'll have plenty of time. And when I pause it, I'm pausing it for like 10 minutes each time, 15 minutes each time for a good discussion, though. It's very thought-provoking and I think very encouraging. We packed we were in our conference room. We're probably going to have to move to a larger space because there was such interest in the book and lots of other great books coming out. So I can see how this is going to be really useful. It also helps that I happen to know the DCE in our church and she was easily convinced when I showed her how easy it was. You know, when I pointed it out to her, I said, go check this out. It was really easy to use. My wife is our DCE, so she was excited to use it and grateful to have these resources readily available and the books too. People are excited to have the books too. For those who want to have the books in their hands, they get those too in our congregation. So it works very well, appealing to a broader audience. So new stuff on the horizon. That's exciting. CPH Faith Courses. Man, check it out. Joe, thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today. Always a joy to have a chance to talk with you. And congratulations on the success with CPH Faith Courses.
Well, thank you very much, and God bless.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.